Observed as a key part of Canadian Environment Week, which takes place from May 31st to June 6th, Wednesday, June 3rd is Clean Air Day. Clean Air Day is an annual awareness event which highlights the importance of good air quality, as well as how air pollution impacts public health. As a heavily industrial city, air quality is highly monitored in St. John. Additionally, the increased prevalence of forest fires and the 2023 fire at the American Iron and Metal AIM facility in the city keeps air quality as a significant concern for St. John, even with improved legislation on air quality. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Melanie Langill, President and Chief Executive Officer of provincial lung health charity NB Lung, about the importance of clean air and the impacts of various forms of pollution, as well as how the Air Quality Health Index, AQHI, can help New Brunswickers reduce their exposure to pollution.
Clean Air Day is celebrated the first Wednesday in June every year as part of Environment Week. And at NB Lung, we use this opportunity to bring awareness to the importance of clean air and the influence of air quality, air pollution on lung health. Clean air is essential for good health. And for the one in five New Brunswickers who live with lung disease, it's extra important. So there's no safe level of air pollution, but those of us that live with lung disease or other pre-existing conditions and other vulnerabilities, including young children and the elderly and many underlying health conditions, are at increased risk of increasing the severity of their symptoms. So for folks, for example, with asthma, when air quality is poor, they may experience an increase in their symptoms. It may lead to exacerbations. It may lead to hospitalizations. So it's so important to bring awareness to the quality of our air that shifts from day to day.
The contributors to poor air quality, I mean, beyond maybe the obvious, it sounds like it is quite multifaceted. Is there more you want to tell us about where this comes from and how it affects our health?
Yeah, air quality is really complex. There's a lot of factors. Some of the major sources of emissions in our province are transportation, industrial emissions as well. Wildfires are something that can kind of come up episodically. You can be transported from long, long, long distances. And what makes air quality good or bad is, again, complicated. There's lots of things in the air that are, you know, very microscopic. And so we use that Air Quality Health Index to kind of benchmark things. But in very general sense, anything other than clean, pure air going into your lungs causes irritation in the lungs and actually throughout the body. So there are cardiovascular effects or sort of systemic inflammation and stress on the body. But particularly, those that are living with lung disease are going to feel it the most acutely. Actually, you can kind of hear a little scratchiness in my voice this morning. And that is probably attributed to a little bit of an increase in those asthma symptoms in myself. There's an awful lot of folks that when the air quality does dip into higher risk levels, that there's very clear evidence that shows increases in hospitalizations.
What progress has been made over recent years in terms of ensuring better air quality, or attempts to do so anyway?
Generally, over the last several decades, we have seen improved regulations in cleaner fuels, in industrial emission limits, but there's always room for more improvement. So we like to bring awareness to this issue, one, so that folks can know that there is an Air Quality Health Index, which is published by Environment Canada and Health Canada as part of Environment Canada's weather forecasts. So today, across New Brunswick, we're seeing an AQHI of 2. Now, AQHI is on a scale of 1 to 10 with a relative health risk. So relatively low today. We want to keep it that way. So we want to make sure that folks are thinking about air quality when we're thinking about the way that we get ourselves from point A to point B. So that's why today, part of our campaign includes a partnership with the three largest cities in the province who have graciously offered free fares on their public transportation. That's an option that lots of folks can take to reduce the air pollution that they're creating as they move around about their day.
What can people do, and then how can people kind of find out about the quality of their air and how it affects their health?
So in New Brunswick, a large component of the air pollution that's created here comes from transportation. So that's why we focus our campaign around individual transportation. So things like active commuting or public transit, carpooling, maybe considering an electric vehicle down the road if that's accessible to you. All of these are within the realm of what an individual can do to protect the air that we share. a larger, more policy scale. We're having these conversations also with policymakers to ensure that when new industrial facilities are being considered or their approvals are up for renewal, that we're making sure that the limits that we're setting on those emitters are within the realm of what we're considering acceptable.
St. John being kind of one of the big industrial centres, certainly in the province. What kind of effect does this have? How the proximity to the public kind of can have an effect on this?
When we have industry in close proximity to humans, that's when there can be conflicts that arise. So we are working more on the policy side of things to try to make sure that what we're emitting out of those industrial facilities is within the realm of what's generally considered acceptable. And then also working on the individual side to help you understand what the risk is for you when you live in those areas, or you have influences from, say, wildfires that may be within the province or coming from out of province. Even wildfire smoke can travel thousands of kilometers. So that air quality health index is a super helpful tool. Maybe you are keeping an eye on it as the wildfire season kicks up, and you might recognize that, okay, I do need to walk today because I walk to work, but the AQHI is forecasted to be poor. Maybe I'm going to consider an N95 mask to protect myself that day.
One of our ongoing stories here is the proposed AI data center, right? I'm just wondering if you have any information about the emissions and the particularly the local sort of air quality that's being recorded around data centers.
I'm not an expert in data centers, but I know broadly that pretty much any industry that we bring into the province is going to come with some level of risk. And so what we're hoping to accomplish with some of these new projects that are being proposed is that the health angle from the air quality perspective is considered in the process of whether these proposals get the green light or the red light.
How can people can find out more about the impacts of air quality on their health and all the different sources of pollutants to air quality and how it affects us? How can people find out more?
We have a lot of information on our website at mblung.ca that takes this very complicated science and brings it into an everyday conversational level. We have some links up to some deep dives. If you're really interested in the data, we can point you in the directions of all the scientific literature. But checking out our website and following along with us on social media is an excellent way to stay informed about air quality and health. And also putting alerts on your WeatherCan app. You can choose at what level it alerts you. For example, you may choose that, at a 6 is when we start to see the health messaging that comes along with that is consider reducing the intensity of your outdoor activities. We are in the beginnings of our wildfire season. In New Brunswick, we've seen an increase in the length of the season, in the intensity, and the amount of fires that we've experienced here in our province and elsewhere. So it's really important for folks to keep an eye on that AQHI and be prepared and know that air quality is something that they can have a little bit of influence around in your own home or in your activities, and make sure that you're considering a 72-hour emergency kit or an evacuation plan in case you are put in a situation where you'll be exposed to high levels of smoke.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.